It's time
to meet the women who make a living around fast cars.
Hello, ladies.
This is Women Take the Wheel.
Sit down, strap in, and turn on all you've got.
Nikki Clark is taking you behind the scenes.
You're ready to win.
Let me tell you, these cars, they get up and go pretty good.
Introducing you to women drivers,
crew members,
and fans of the racing world.
Plus, Nikki is bringing you the latest racing news in Indiana and beyond.
We're going to bring it to you from the tower as they get ready to pull into the beach.
From the All Indiana Podcast Network.
All right, strap yourselves in.
Woo!
Getting off the track
and in your ears. This is Women Take the Wheel.
Come on, baby.
With your host.
Here we go.
Nikki Clark.
Hi, I'm Nikki Clark, your host for Women Take the Wheel, here on the All Indiana Podcast Network. And on this episode, I talk with the most passionate motorsports writer I know, Kelly Wade. We chat about her new book she wrote about Warren Johnson and the joy she gets from sharing stories about sportsman racers. Stay tuned.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
And welcome to Women Take the Wheel. I'm your host, Nikki Clark, and today we're talking to one of my absolute favorite people I love to see at the races, and that is Kelly Wade, who is the founder and editor-in-chief of Winlight News, and she's also a motorsports writer, and she has a book out now. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing wonderful, and are we in Tennessee today?
I am just outside of Nashville, in my home office.
Oh, I love following you and all your pictures because it's so beautiful out there.
Aw, thanks. We like it. It's a little remote, but it's not terrible. I'm getting kind of used to it, I think.
I know, you're a California girl.
I am, so this is a little bit of an adjustment. We're in the country sort of out here, so, but it's very cool. It's definitely opening my eyes to things I've never seen before.
Well, we all like that. And she has just written a book called Drag Racing's Warren the Professor Johnson, The Cars, People, and Wins Behind His Pro Stock Success. And the thing we have to talk about first is your love for pro stock, because I don't know if I've met anybody else who loves pro stock as much as Kelly does. Am I wrong?
Well, no, I think you're right. It's kind of funny. I didn't come into the drag racing industry knowing everything about every single class. I think a lot of people know a ton about it when they come in, especially the way that I came in. I came in as a writer for National Dragster, which is the official magazine of NHRA. So I knew a lot about drag racing, but I didn't know a lot. And I did not have a strong historical background and an understanding of pro stock at that time. This was in the mid-2000s. So it was 2007 when I was hired at National Dragster. So the first race I came out as a writer for the magazine, I was covering a race in Bristol, Tennessee, and I was taken around and had the amazing opportunity to meet all kinds of drivers. And NHRA is so cool in that you just walk right up to the ropes, and we were so welcomed. And it's just very, very, very cool to interact with the drivers out there. And I definitely was impressed with the down-to-earth nature of all of the drivers. But I was specifically taken over to meet the pro stock teams. And I met Jason Lyon, and he was a pro stock driver. He has multiple championships. He's no longer driving. He's retired from driving, but he still works in the engine shop at KB Racing. And they were Team Summit at that time. So I meet Jason Lyon. You know, I'm like, okay, this is cool. I also got to meet Greg Anderson. Very cool people. You may know them. They're from Minnesota, like you.
Yes, I love my Minnesota boys.
You do. So then shortly after that, oh my gosh, they're pulling up to the lane. So we're trying to book it and get all the way up to the starting line. We end up, you know, it's pretty far at Bristol. The pro stock kids are down by the finish line. So we end up getting there. I'm a little bit breathless. And then I was with Candida Benson, who was a fellow writer at that time for National Dragster. So we walk out to the side of the racetrack, and the first few cars go, and it's really cool. Bristol's an amazing track. With the vibration there is very cool. It's me too. So it's a very unique opportunity to be part of the sanctioning body and to be positioned in a place where other people perhaps are not able to go. So at that time, you know, we're kind of far down the track, and Jason Lyon comes up and he does his burnout. And the way that the sun was, I could see the smoke inside of the cockpit, and I could see like his outline. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And it's a little surreal. You know, you're like, I'm a new girl out here. I just met this race car driver. And now I'm standing not that far away from him on the other side of the wall on the grass, watching him do his burnout. And then he turns to us and he lifted his hand and he waved. And it just, it sort of did this weird little trigger thing in my mind where I was like, these are real people. These people inside of these race cars are real people. And I don't know if that was actually like the point that made me fall in love with pro stock, was just having that connection to drag racing that felt really personal. But from then on, I really started to pay attention to pro stock, and it ended up being a beat that I shared with a very awesome drag racing writer and artist, John Jaduga. So he and I shared the pro stock beat for the few years that I worked there, and I just fell in love with the class. It was just it's so intense. It is so competitive. It is not competitive like anything else out there. You have to be such a very, very good and precise driver and hit your shift points, and it's not like, like a nitro car, I feel, I don't know, you know, how it is to drive these things, truthfully, but the nitro car, you just kind of power on through, and you got to keep your composure, and I'm sure it's difficult, but it's not like that pro stock car where you really have to be precise, and everything about the car has to be set up precisely right, and just the engineering of it, and the it's just so cool to me, and also, not only that, but it also feels a little bit like, I want to say real drag racing, but that's not what I mean, because I know a lot of people take offense to that because their nitro classes are so very, very popular, and they should be. They're an extraordinary exhibition of power and speed, but gosh, these pro stock cars, it's almost like they're factory hot rods. You know what I mean?
Well, and so, anyway, I think there's a lot more strategy to them, and here's a funny thing is that a nitro guy doesn't even know how to start a pro stock car. I was there when they had to move Jason Lyon's car, and they were taking pictures. Nobody was paying attention. Timmy Wilkerson's like, I'll move it. Ha ha. And he jumps in the car. He's like, I can't turn this thing on.
Yeah. Funny car driver getting in a pro stock car is not something you see every day.
Oh, no. I know. And then I think finally somebody's like, oh, my gosh, we need to get Tim out of there. He's pressing too many buttons.
These cars are very precise. You can't be in there pushing buttons.
I mean, and reaction time among pro stock drivers too. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
It's down to the minute. Really, it makes a huge difference.
It is. It is. And this is such a class that the races are won and lost by thousands of a second on a regular basis. So every race is thrilling. As long as they're both getting down the track, every race has the potential to be just like this thrilling, like, oh my gosh, it could be anybody. And oh my gosh, at the finish line, you can't see with your own eyes who won this race. You have to, you know, go back and look at the numbers. And it is very cool.
And now, so getting onto your book about Warren, did you know Warren when you were working the pro stock beat, or did you meet him later down the road?
Yes. So back when I first started with National Dragster, Warren Johnson, his PR folks were John and Joanne Knapp, and John has since passed away. It's very sad, but he was so funny. And I learned so much about him. I learned so much from him during my time with, you know, working with him in the press room. But anyway, so I was going to do a story about Warren, and I needed to meet him. And so he said, come on, it'll be fine. And he Warren Johnson is very, very well established in the world of pro stock. You know, he has more wins than anyone else. He has all those championships. He's a little, he appeared at that time to me to be, you know, a little gruff. He did not feel, I did not feel like he was going to welcome me with a hug like Jack Beckman did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, no.
The first time I met Jack Beckman, a funny car driver, he was like, oh, we don't shake hands in drag racing, we hug. And so he hugged me. And so I was like, oh, okay. But, you know Warren Johnson with his history, and he's very serious and always focused. And I just knew I knew it wasn't going to be that type of situation. And plus, I mean, there's a certain level of reverence that you have for somebody who's so, I think I was starstruck in a way, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So John Knapp brings me down there to meet him. And I'm all brand new, you know, to this business. And we go into their trailer, and inside of the race haulers, there's a little workstation. So Warren is at the back of the trailer in his workstation looking at a computer, and he is looking at that computer like they are having a conversation. He is deep in that computer looking at that data. And John doesn't think anything of it. So he walks me in there, and he's like, go on. And he's kind of pushing me. So John says to Warren, this is Kelly Wade. She's a writer for National Dragster, and she just wanted to ask you a few questions for a story she's doing. And I don't know what I said. I truly don't remember. But I do remember that Warren said to me, what's wrong? I'm not going to bite you. And I just stood there stunned. Like, I'm sure my face was, oh, I can't even imagine. And he waited just like three beats. And then he laughed, and it was just such a jovial, funny, you know, and it broke the tension totally. And I got right away that he just was giving me a hard time, and that he's funny, and that it was okay now. We were going to have a conversation, and I got my interview, and it was wonderful. But every time I saw him after that, as soon as I would start walking up, he would raise his eyebrows at me, and then he would give me about those three beats of like, you know, how's he going to be towards me? Is he going to be okay? And then he'd tell me a joke, like, every time. So that was really, so we did have a pretty good rapport going into this, which was very, very helpful. I mean, really, I don't know that it was such a large project. I'm not sure that if you didn't really know anything about him or have a rapport with Warren before this, that it would have been, I feel I had an advantage, for sure.
Now, whose idea was it to write the book? Was that Warren's, or was that your idea? Who came up with that idea?
Actually, I was approached by Cartech Books. They are the publisher. They approached Warren first and said, hey, we'd like to have a book written about you. How do you feel about that? And he was like, okay, yeah, that sounds... I actually don't know how the conversation went. But they approached Warren and his wife, Arlene Johnson, and they discussed it. And then someone recommended me, and Cartech reached out to me. And, of course, I accepted. You know, we talked about it a little bit, and then I sent them an outline of what I thought it should be, and they were like, yep, that looks good. And then we agreed on a contract, and we were off and running.
And now, what was the whole process like? Is this your first book?
This is my first book, yes. So the process I grossly underestimated. Oh, my word. I cannot even tell you all of the research and the hours and hours of poring over. I watched every video, you know, that's on the internet, first of all, cause, you know, anything that was available that had Warren Johnson involved in it. I read it. I watched it. I took notes. And then he and I did in-depth interviews throughout that whole process. So I'm researching all the stats, and I cannot tell you how grateful I am for the amazing people who keep stats in this business. I'm a stats nerd anyway.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm like, I know you're a stats nerd. I would always go to you. I'm like, stats. Kelly.
Well, what's funny is that I don't have a wonderful memory. My memory is not super sharp, but I write everything down and I keep really good notes. So I do have access to a lot of information, and I continue to build that information. But this is part of why doing interviews makes me nervous, is because, oh my gosh, if you were like, how many times has Warren Johnson won at Atlanta? Like, off the top of my head, gosh, I have no idea. But in my notes, for sure, I can figure this out really quickly. So very grateful about all of the people who kept stats, and that includes really specifically Bob Fry. Bob Fry is the old, not old, sorry, Bob.
Sorry.
the former NHRA announcer, and he is just so much I found based on things that he had written or done, and I was able to access, and also the former PR representatives for Warren were very, very thorough. Rick Vogelin was one that I talked to him on the phone, and I got all kinds of info, so it was really cool. But then the interviews with Warren were the really, were all the really life-giving structure of the book came from, because I would come across something that I didn't know, and I would call him, and we would talk, and it was a really neat process because he gave me such an open-door policy of call me anytime. And they're in the shop. Warren and Arlene Johnson are in the shop 7 days a week, and they're there from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and that is not an exaggeration, and this is every day. And they're always busy. So I could call him at any time of in that time period, and he would stop and take a break and talk to me as long as I wanted to talk. So I would prepare my notes, and I want to be really, when you're calling Warren Johnson, you need to be prepared. Do not waste that man's time. That was my mindset anyway. Okay. But he was always very, very gracious, and gave me as much time as I needed. And they opened their home to me and allowed me to come down and go through their photo archives. And just we really spent a lot of time together. And that, I have to say, I know you didn't ask this question, but I'm going to tell you. I have to say that by the end of this process, my favorite thing about the process was getting to know them on a personal level and just feeling like a friendship has formed. And I did not anticipate that at all. I don't go into anything work-related and think, I'm going to make friends with these people. I go into anything work-related and I think, I have a job to do, and I'm going to do that job. And I think sometimes I've left myself closed off to friendships because of that, but this happened so organically. It just was, we would go to dinner and they make me laugh. And like, just, I really treasure that so much. And the other side of that is we put together a really cool book, all of us together. This wasn't a Kelly Wade project alone. Like, genuinely, they were both actively involved in this book.
And how long did it take? How many, was it a few months or?
Oh, Nikki, it took so long. So when I was talking to my editor at CarTech, his name is Wes Eisenshank, when we were discussing the process, you know, and then we talked about, what the layout was going to be in terms of when they wanted things due, and I had like a year. I had like nearly, I think it was 9 months that they had given me to write the book, and I thought, oh, my word, I won't need that long. Oh, my word, I needed that long. Uh-huh. Oh, my word. So it took nearly a year just to get everything together. And then you start the editing process, you know, where they're looking over everything, and then there's the layout. So we edit the copy, and then we did the layout, and then we all have to look at the layout and make sure everything's correct and positioned right. And like, that actually takes so much time. So it was a very lengthy process, which I think frustrated a lot of people, unfortunately, because as soon as we signed the contract and I started going to see Warren Johnson, we started talking about it. And very cool thing was that people got really, really, really excited. So that's been neat, but also I think it's been really frustrating because I know people were like, oh, I bought this for so-and-so for Christmas, and it pre-ordered it, you know, and like, oh, they didn't get it. And it's like, well, it's not out yet. Now the release date has moved a little. And, you know, so there was, it definitely took longer than I imagined, but I know now. Now I know this is how long it takes.
So now you're going to write some more pro stock books.
Yes, that is the goal, but not just pro stock. I mean, I'm definitely willing to, look at other things. And I do have another book that I'm writing with another driver. I'm not going to say who or what class at this point, but yes. So there are other things in the works.
Yeah, I'll share my quick Warren story because I just adore Warren also because, number one, he's a Minnesota guy, originally from Minnesota. And his sister actually used to live across the street from me. So when I first met Warren, he was more of like, you know, my neighbor's brother, you know, and the cute pictures of him with his niece that I used to babysit. And I'm like, oh, that's the Warren, Warren who drives. Yeah, and it's just so cute, you know, seeing him play with his niece, Brianna, who is to babysit. And so I'm like, oh, anybody who's a Minnesota guy, they're good in my book.
They're good people up there. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you. Thank you. And then we could talk, you know, now, you know, move on to some other fun stuff. So what, something else you got out of Pro Stock was a husband? I just adore your husband too. I'm sorry. I adore him too.
He is a sweetheart. He is a gem. He was actually, he's an engine builder and a machinist. And he was working with the KB Racing team, which is Greg Anderson and Jason Lyon. So he and I met when I was a reporter for National Dragster. I was doing a story on the NHRA tech department. And at that race, Greg Anderson, it was in Pomona, at the Winter Nationals. And Greg Anderson set the record. So when the record is set in any class, they go and they have to tear down the engine. So I was with the tech department and I was just goofing around. I'm standing there and Patrick, my husband is Patrick Tobolinski, who is also a technical producer and co-host on a show called Engine Power, which is part of the Power Nation block of shows.
I was going to mention that. Good you mentioned it too.
I'm a good wife sometimes. But so, all right. So he was in there helping tear apart the engine. And I, you know, just being silly, I was like, so what is that? You know, and I'm asking him questions. And I wasn't really being silly. I legit know nothing about engines. But as soon as I saw the gasket, I was like, I know what that is. And I was really excited. And we just kind of, we had like a playful banter going on. And then we just, that was a cool connection. And he and I were friends for far too long, in my opinion. But, you know, I mean, we just struck up a friendship and he's friendly with everybody. He's just one of those super friendly guys. He's funny as heck.
He is.
And he knows everything. Like he doesn't know everything, but he knows a lot about a lot of things. And what he knows best is, you know, shown on television as an engine builder and a machinist. So I'm very proud. I'm very, very, very proud of him. And it is very cool that I ended up meeting him in the world of Pro Stock. Yes.
And okay, now I might embarrass you a little bit, but I just want to share how awesome Kelly is because I worked with you in the PR room in NHRA when I first got started in 13. Yeah, I think is when I started. And you were just like, number one, inspirational. And number two, I mean, you're such a great mentor and everything too. I could always go to Kelly and ask her a question and she's so sweet and so nice. And one of my favorite things Kelly did is you would bring quotes. You have these cards, these Winlight cards with all these good inspirational quotes. And every weekend, Kelly was like, pick a card. And that was your quote for the weekend.
I mean, that does make me feel nervous and a little silly, like for people to know that. But
no, I love it.
I really appreciate that meant something to you because, man, I'm a dork. Like, I just love inspirational quotes. I have, you know, I have them up over my desk, but some people, I think that's effective, you know, to have that little bit. And some people, they just think it's dumb. And I think a lot of people think it's dumb and that's okay. But thank you so much for appreciating that because it meant something to me and I'm glad it meant something to you too. That's really cool.
Oh no, I still have them up in my office. In fact, I spent the whole weekend cleaning my office and I have yours up over both of my desks. I have quotes over both of my desks that were from Kelly still. And you even gave me a journal one time because I was having a tough time and you know, I was having a tough time. And so you're so sweet and you got me this journal and you're like, you write everything down because you are like, I think one of the most passionate writers I know, like you love to write.
I do love to write. Thank you for saying that. I think we all have I think everyone has something that they were given, you know, or your purpose, what your purpose is. And I knew at a really young age that I was supposed to be a writer. I just didn't know how that was going to land or what I was going to do. And I ended up, once I realized where I wanted to write and it was about drag racing, I did everything I could to get out here. And now I've really done everything I could to stay out here, you know, in the world of drag racing. But thank you so much because writing is the one thing that I feel like I do have.
Oh my
you know
gosh,
what I mean?
It's so obvious. I mean, if you follow on social media or anything like that, I mean, you just like, you see it and you're like, you can tell how passionate you are about writing.
Aw.
And we're so lucky that racing has you. And so, like I said, you're also a good mentor too. So, for, you know, women and girls who want to get into drag racing, maybe from this edge, you know, about writing, media, anything, what kind of advice would you give them?
I think that the main piece of advice that I would give, especially in the world of drag racing, and this will bite me on my butt, I'm sure, but the main thing that you really need to have is attention to detail. So it's one thing to come out, you know, come out here and write things, and I mean, a lot of people do it, and there are a lot of people who are good at it, and there are many people who are better at it than I am. But when you lose attention to detail, you lose the story, and you lose respect, and you put things into print in press releases or on social media that perhaps will be used later when someone is trying to write a book. See where I'm going with this?
Yep.
But no, seriously, like, it's such a difficult world when you step into the world of PR. I no longer work in PR. I am really and truly focused on writing. So, but I have spent many years, like a decade. Oh my gosh. actually working in PR. And that is so demanding. So if you're moderately interested in the world of PR and motorsports, and you're like, maybe I'll try this, like, this is not the job for you. You have to go all in every weekend, and not just every weekend. It's a 24-hour, it's a 24-hour a day deal where your phone is on.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to give people your phone number. That's how this works. And it's really demanding. But especially if you love motorsports, and you have interest in that, this is such a wonderful world. I can't even imagine a world, me being in a different world. So I would never discourage someone from it, but you got to know it's a lot of work, and it needs to be right. And yeah, that's it.
There is no, like, you know, hey, I'm going to go to the racetrack and do this and hang out with people. It's like Friday night when I was in Charlotte, a couple weeks ago, it's Friday night, and I'm like in my hotel room with to-go food, still editing pictures, yeah. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You're the last to leave the room, usually. You were the last to leave the PR room.
I really would try not to be, but the truth is, because I really believe with all my heart that it needs to be right when it goes out, even if it's a Friday number 4 qualifier story, I could never just write it real quick. Like, to me, it was like, I really need everything to be right, and I need everything to be able to be read as a story. So I'm not the best PR person. I do not consider myself, that is not my strength. My strength is the writing. I ended up in the world of PR in a really fortunate situation, you know, several really fortunate situations. But that's, I'm not the best. And I think part of that is why I was there so late so often, is because I knew it had to be right. It didn't feel natural to me, you know, and I really, 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 really tried.
Do you have any advice for girls who want to be journalists then, who maybe want to write for NHRA or write for Racing Motorsports Magazine?
Yeah. Stay curious. Follow what interests you. I, in the beginning, was writing about women's fashion. Women's fashion. So I went from...
Really?
I worked, you know, yes. I actually was hired at Hot Topic headquarters, and ended up writing for Torrid, their sister store, doing some really cool things, writing about women's fashion, doing interviews with people of impact in the industry and things like that. But and I loved the people that I worked with, but it was not the right fit for me, because I am a jeans and t-shirt gal. I am not the girl who understands how far up I'm supposed to cuff my jeans, or how to do my hair, or, you know, things like this. Like, fashion was not my bag. So when I loved that job for many reasons, but it just wasn't the right fit. So I ended up in drag racing because I knew that's what I wanted to do. So I just started watching and once I determined that, I started watching the NHRA website until a job came available, and then I applied and I didn't get it. And then I watched until the associate editor position at National Dragster came available, and I applied and I got it. And it was the right fit. And I knew it from the start. Like, and I just, you've got to go where your interest is, or what you write isn't going to be any good. It may be passable, but it isn't going to be from your heart. And I really, really know, if you want it to be good, you got to follow your heart.
Ah, see, this is what I love about you. This is inspiration from Kelly. I'm like, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh,
her passion for writing. And now here's the fun part. Now we get to promote your book, promote Windlight News. Tell everybody where they can find your book and where they can find Windlight News.
The book is, thank you, Nikki. The book is available. It's as simple as Googling it, but if you go and you type in Warren Johnson book, you will be able to find it. It is available through the publisher directly. That is cartechbooks.com. And it is also available through places like barnesandnoble.com or amazon.com. Or, you know, if you want to purchase it from your local, you know, small independent bookseller, approach them and they can order it for you. So they may not have it on the shelf, but they will be able to order it. And if you're interested in what I'm up to, you can find me at Windlight News on both Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and the windlightnews.com website, which is where I post all my sports and stories.
Yeah, so we have to give a plug for this too. I know I should have mentioned this earlier, but Windlight News, I love because you find, like, not necessarily people we know about, but we should know about. Like, you, these interesting stories where, oh, I haven't heard this person, but wow, that's an amazing story. Now I know who they are.
Well, I this is the cool thing, and I know I'm talking a lot, so please forgive me.
You're fine.
I will try to. The really cool thing that I love about humans is that every single one of us has a story. I have a story. You have a story. Every one of those drag racers out there and all the people on their teams have stories. Every individual has one. And the crazy thing is that they're all really interesting. So it's just a matter of literally walking out there, walking up to any one of them and starting to have a conversation. And you will always walk away with a story every time, unless it's someone who's kind of closed off and doesn't want to talk. And I would never try and push anything, but I'm not like unearthing any gems that anyone else couldn't unearth. It's just so neat to me that I am able to walk up to someone and get them to talk. And oh my gosh, I have some really cool stories coming up that I'm super excited about. So please keep an eye on windlightnews.com. Nikki, please, because I think you will really enjoy them.
Yay. I have passion for racing, but you just like, is infectious. Your love is so infectious. Let's put it that way. Infectious love.
Aww.
Pass it on.
Thank you.
Well, thank
you. We should do a t-shirt.
Yes. There we go. I love that. Well, thank you for coming and talking to me today. And I can't wait to read your book and, of course, see you in person and give you a big hug. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Nikki. I really appreciated it. This has been fun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks again for listening. I'm Nikki Clark, and this is Women Take the Wheel. Be sure to connect and follow on Facebook when you search for the Women Take the Wheel podcast. And be sure to follow and subscribe to this podcast right now on the All Indiana Podcast Network.
From the All Indiana Podcast Network,
this is Women Take the Wheel
with Nikki Clark. Follow and subscribe to this podcast now and discover even more great podcasts on the All Indiana Podcast Network. Online at allindianapodcastnetwork.com.
allindianapodcastnetwork.com.